Welcome to Insights Matter, brought to you by SAP. My name is Ramon Ray, editor of Smart Hustle Magazine, and we're joined by Lori McCabe, analyst, expert, and friend of mine, who's going to talk to us all about why business as usual is not the way things should be. Lori, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Ramon. Great. How are you?
Good. So, Lori, what does that mean for you? I mean, businesses hum along, we go along, but for you, you're saying business as usual is just not cool. You shouldn't do it anymore. Why is that?
Well, I think that, you know, for a long time, you could kind of look at what you were doing today, and if it was working, you know, it's not broken, don't fix it, just keep doing what you're doing. But now, the pace of change is so fast. I mean, in like the Fortune 500, we have this thing called the creative destruction cycle, and companies come on and go off that list in about half the time that they did 30 years ago.
Wow, that's a big difference.
So yeah, so in these big companies, you know, they get displaced when they don't keep up, they don't think ahead. But just like no business is too big to fail, no business is too small to fail. So everyone needs to look to the future.
I'm curious, Lori, though, is there a delta between, you know, kind of the dog chasing the school bus? When should we know the balance of the world is changing, the market's changing,
right.
AI, blockchain, or machine learning, all these things, but yet when should people hold back?
Don't start with the technology.
Okay.
Start with your customers. Start with your business. Where are the sticky parts,
right?
Where's their friction? It may be internal friction and how you handle, I don't know, payroll or logistics or something like that. It may be on the customer side where you say, oh geez, you know, we're losing a lot of leads or falling through the cracks, or we used to have a lot of repeat business and referral business. Where is that going? It seems to be drying up. So focus on the business problem first and look at what those causes may be. Is it that competitors are doing something you do better, they've built a better mousetrap, or is it that you're just getting in your own way because everything you're doing is kind of disconnected and you know doesn't work together well, and so you're just not able to operate effectively with good visibility into the business.
I think I'm going to come out with a line of t-shirts. Start with the sticky stuff first. I like
that.
Let's talk about digital transformation. I know digital is a big thing that we've been talking about. SAP is all about transforming and growth and scaling a business. What does that mean for you? Why is it so important,
digital
this aspect of digital transformation?
Well, it's interesting because we did a survey a few months ago and we asked a lot of small and medium businesses, do you know what this term is? Have you heard of it? And about 73% did not know what it means.
Interesting. Okay.
So, It's like a term people have heard of, but it's kind of very fuzzy and they don't really understand it. So what we like to do first is say, okay, it's really just about kind of what I just discussed, looking at your business, your processes, and your business model and figuring out, do I have what people want now and are going to want in the future? And then what do I need to kind of refresh or reinvent? And then you look at the technology and the solutions that you can use to help you fix those problems.
And what I'm hearing you say, Lori, is that it seems like you're saying start with the customer first. You know, technology is important, but I think if your North Star, as it were, whatever, is always with the customer, you'll be on the
right track. For SMBs, hey, you know, most of them don't even know what half of these, you know, buzzwords we all spew out mean.
Right. Do you think SMBs are ready to use the technology that's here now? And if they're not, what advice do you have? How do we start to use some of this technology?
It's all about if you surface up the technology in the applications they can already use and they're familiar with, and you know, a lot of applications now they're building in AI and machine learning so they can take care of a lot of rote tasks for you. So your people can focus more on the value add, the higher value add things. So if it's brought to small, medium businesses, which, as you know, don't have a lot of tech resources usually, but if it's brought to them in a consumable, digestible way, yes, they are absorbing it, they are using it, and they are getting benefit. What most SMBs can't do is figure out how to, what are all these different things I could use, how do I bolt them on, how do I integrate them? That is usually a little bit of a stretch for most.
Which I guess is a benefit of being a small business. I think SAP and other companies who are these leading brands, you don't have to, you know, AI.
Right.
The small business doesn't have to sit and program AI.
Yeah.
Leverage your partner who's building these solutions in. Does that make sense?
You know, or build your own blockchain or something like that.
Right.
I mean, so it's definitely something you want to be, as you look towards what you have to do for the future and what you may need to do differently, make sure you're working with providers that, you know, have your back, that they're building this stuff into their solutions so you don't have to kind of keep figuring right. out things. You can just use it and benefit.
And any particular challenges you're seeing, or opportunities if you want, but what are the challenges you think moving ahead? Let's think 6 months, a year. I don't know if that's too far ahead, but 6 months to a year, 2 years ahead for the small business out there listening to us, what are some of those challenges maybe that they can avoid?
Well, unfortunately, it's hard to avoid challenges. But, you know, we see one of the big challenges, they want to use some of the new solutions, but they can't just dump out the baby with the bathwater. They need to integrate sometimes with stuff they're already using. So integration's a big challenge. Lack of technology resources, which we talked about, is a challenge. Of course, money is usually a hurdle in SMB. And then just figuring out, what do I really need to change? You know, what would really help me? Would it be a new sales channel? Would it be entering a new market? Just figuring that out even before they do it, figure out how to do it, is hard sometimes.
Maybe, I guess, a prioritization, Lori. I don't know if that's in order, because again, I'm thinking about the business owner, the executive. I wouldn't say they're panicked, but that's concern. Right. That's listening to Lori right now. Maybe it's some sort of prioritization, putting on a whiteboard.
Right.
What's first? What's second? Would that be a helpful way to
Absolutely.
Do this?
Absolutely. I mean, when you kind of identify the friction and identify maybe where you're not performing as well as you'd like your business to perform, and you're noticing competitors doing things differently, that's where you kind of want to draw that matrix and say, what problems can I address first that are going to give me the best return with the least heavy lifting, right? Fix those first, because you want to build on success. You don't necessarily want to tackle the naughtiest thing first.
Yeah, love it. Lori, why don't you tell us one more thing about your company and what's the work you do as we close out?
Sure. I'm co-founder of SMB Group, and what we do is focus on small and medium businesses. We look at how they use technology in their business, or sometimes how they don't, you know, what they're using, what the challenges are. We do a lot of primary research, and we help a lot of vendors, hopefully, better understand and serve those small and medium business customers.
Excellent. Is it fair to say that as small businesses, I think as they're looking for solutions, I think we said this already, but to enhance it, you as the business owner can focus on what you're doing. I think it's companies such as SAP. We've heard a lot where we're at today. You know SAP executives as I do, and it seems like this is a company moving forward to be ahead of the curve, so the end user business owner doesn't have to be. Does that make sense?
Right. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, one of our predictions for 2018 is the cloud is the platform for small and medium business innovation. And that's really because if you kind of hit your star to a vendor with a great cloud platform, they're going to be building in a lot of these capabilities that you can benefit from, like AI, machine learning, blockchain, Internet of Things.
And whatever else is coming that we don't
whatever
know
other
about.
Buzzword, right, flying monkeys. They're going to build it in. So you don't probably have the resources to do all that yourself.
Got it. This has been amazing. Lori McKay, thank you very much. My name is Ramon Ray with Smart Hustle Magazine, and this has been Insights Matter, brought to you by SAP.